Hey everybody, for about the next 14 days, about the next 2 weeks, I want to spend some time with you in the book of Hebrews. Now, for people who are not very familiar with their Bible, or even some people who are, they tend to avoid Hebrews because some of the way it is written is really hard to understand. So I would suggest to dig into Hebrews that you have a good Bible commentary or a study Bible as you dig in. But let me tell you this, don't avoid that book. There are so many amazing things. There are nuggets of truth and guidelines for Christian living spread throughout it. And I just want to spend a couple weeks talking to you about a few of the things that kind of just jump out at me as I read Hebrews. So in Hebrews chapter 5, in the 13th and 14th verses, and many people think that, oh, this must be written by Paul because he talks about spiritual food, but most Bible scholars agree that Hebrews was not written by Paul. It was written to the Hebrew nation, but that it could have been written by Apollos or Barnabas, Jesus's contemporaries and proteges, but they're not completely set on that. But I want to read this to you and talk about it for a minute. It says, anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Now, Paul talks about this, the writer of Hebrews talks about this, that when we are babies or when we're little, milk will suffice for a lot of our diet. When people first give their lives to Christ, they are on spiritual milk, and that is where they should be. That's where they need to be, focused on Jesus Christ, his death on a cross, his resurrection, and forgiveness. But from that point forward, we are to grow in our faith. And it says here, solid foods for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. As we are constantly in God's word, as we are constantly in prayer, then God will reveal to us how to walk out the Christian life. And so it should be all of our goals, not to just be on spiritual milk, not just teaching that is super basic, though that's the most important thing, but that we dive into our faith, not into little parts of doctrine that people teach that are not biblical, or that take something little and run with it and make it a huge dogma part of belief systems. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about deep fellowship with God, getting to know His Word, spending time in His Word, and growing in our faith. So let's pray about that today. God, thank you for the spiritual milk that you have given each and every one of us as we made a commitment to you. But Father, we also realize that we're not just to stay on spiritual milk. We are to grow in our faith. And Lord, whether the people hearing this today are children who have recently given their life to Christ, adults who have recently given their lives to Christ, or adults who've been walking with you for decades, Lord, you call us to grow in our faith. And that's an opportunity that each of us has to do. And we know that a big part of that is getting to know your word and what your word says. So Lord, would you help us to understand as we open up our Bibles, as we learn about what it means to be righteous or upright, what it means to walk in your ways, and what it means to find the purpose that you've laid out before us. Lord, we're ready for spiritual food. We know that our church gives everyone spiritual food and gives a fork to eat with. And so, Lord, we just pray that we would devour your word and be hungry for your word. Jesus, you said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Lord, would you fill us up as we seek you today? In Jesus' name, amen.